things must have been changing on Curtis Street, though, by the 50s.
Yes, very much so. We had more houses there.
You were telling me that the tank farm, that there was a surveyor with the tank farm that came through your property. Can you tell me about that?
That was our introduction to, what is it, Morgan?
Well, Trans Mountain in those days.
Yes. And my dad went out to the chicken house one day. It was time to go. And so he saw this fellow with all his surveying equipment in the chicken pen. And did I not say this before?
I don't think so.
Okay. Anyway, he went out there, and there was this fellow standing there, and my dad said to him, "What are you doing in my chicken pen?" And he said, "I'm surveying," he said, "the pipeline is going through this end of your chicken house." My dad said, "Oh, that was news to him." So he said, "Yes, that pipeline is coming from the inlet down here, and it's going straight across, and it's going through your chicken house, and it's going through the mountain." There, my dad said, "That's news." So whether my father followed up on that or not, I'm not sure. But we never heard another word about it.
Oh.
That I remember. And then the next thing we knew, there was to be a tank farm on the south side of the mountain. But instead of that line going through at an angle that way, it went down Broadway. And then it comes, I'm not sure if it goes Arden, I have just forgotten. But it goes Greystone and it crosses Duthie. And there was a house there, and they tore that house down when they started to build on Duthie, and they left that open. So that goes through there. The only reason I know that is because there's a pipe there or a marker there.
Okay.
And that Burnaby has taken, I guess it's Burnaby, and they've built like a little green space and a little bit of a park or something in there. And it's quite a nice looking area. But then on the other side, there are houses all around it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes down cliff, I think. And then it joins up to Inlet Drive somehow. But
yes, I think you're right. Instead of, it went down Kitchener to Duthie, and then it went down Duthie all the way down to, or mainly down Duthie, down to the terminal.
Oh, does it go to Duthie?
Apparently. So is that where the little park is, where it crosses at Kitchener Street?
No, it crosses. Oh, yes, I guess it does cross. Let's see. No, it doesn't cross Kitchener.
Well,
the park doesn't.
Yes.
The park doesn't. Isn't it Kitchener? Kitchener is. Let's see. Greystone comes in there.
Yes,
Greystone comes in there, and it's directly across from Greystone, where it would come out on the other side of Duthie. That's where it is. So it's approximately halfway between Kitchener and Curtis on the west side of Duthie.
Okay.
That's but where I...
At least it didn't go through your father's chicken house.
No, it sort of sidestepped the whole thing.
Yes.
But now...
Do you remember the tank farm being built then?
Well, I can't say I remember being built, but, you know, I guess we all were aware of it and were really annoyed about it being built there because it never should have been put on the side of a mountain like that, you know, in a residential area. That's not the...
Well, of course, it wasn't residential then.
No, I know, but
the residents
it would
got
have been
built
zoned.
Afterwards.
I would think. Wasn't it zoned for residential?
Well, actually, I think it was part of... Now, actually, this was a question I wanted to ask, because in 1942, the Barnett Mountain Park was created on Burnaby Mountain. Do you remember that at all? Would that have had significance to you and your neighbors, that there was a park up there?
I can't remember when, but I do think we knew there was a park up there.
The term Barnett Mountain, was that one that, no. that you would have... No, you always knew
Never it. Never heard of it as Barnett Mountain. Okay. That must have been on the Barnett side, they called it that.
Yes.
But there was a Kapoor sawmill down there.
Uh-huh. Right.
And that's, I think, where Cask Brothers is now. Is that right?
I think that could be right, yeah.
I think so. The cement company wasn't there at the time anyway, but this Kapoor sawmill was there.
Well, one thing that would have been quite affected would have been Aubrey Street, because that would have been the entrance to the tank farm. Do you remember how it changed Aubrey Street?
Not Aubrey. Burnwood.
Oh, Burnwood.
Burnwood was built to go south.
Ah, okay.
And then it hooked up to, they built Greystone down there. They put a store down there. It's like a little shopping center. There's a store and pet, it's a pet store. I think there's a dentist, or there are a few other things down there. I don't know. I don't go down there that often. And then the golf course was built down there. And then they had Greystone, and it's Greystone on one side of Burnwood and Arden on the other. And Arden goes down and wanders around there and goes down to Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's Eastlake. Or Lake City Way is what it is. And then, of course, the transit is down there.
Right. When you were talking about the people living on Burnaby Mountain in the 1940s, it sounds like there was a fair number of people that lived up there.
Yeah.
When did those families start to disappear? And why would they?
Oh, gosh, I don't know when they started to disappear. Well, the mink farm, Nimlanders, they left because they
were... Oh, and then the Olufsens bought it. What happened to the mink farm after the Olufsens
left? I think it died.
That was the end of the mink farm.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know of anybody who lived in that house. You know, I don't remember.
Oh.
I don't know when the Olufsens left. Was it in the 40s?
It would have been in around 50, 51, I think.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I was away at that time, you know, during the week, so I don't remember anything about who bought that house, or Maureen would be the one that would have to tell you that. But we also had a fishman who used to come by. And he'd come up the street with his little pickup truck, and on the back he had a box, a blue box, and the truck was blue, too, as I remember. And in this, he had lots of ice with all this fish, in-season fish on it. And he would stop, and everybody would go out and buy their fish. And I know he came on Fridays, because Friday was fish day. And I have a feeling he also came on Tuesdays. Now, maybe that was only once or twice. I'm not sure. We also had the milkman come. And the milkman, he used to come once a week, as I remember, or maybe twice, I've just forgotten. But we never bought the milk. Well, we did in the 1930s, but early. But then after my mom got the cow, we didn't buy milk. And after that, I don't remember that there was a milkman around, but I do remember that the neighbors up at Phillips and Curtis, there was scarlet fever there, at least they'd been diagnosed with it. And, of course, everybody had to stay away from there. And I do remember the milkman, he took milk there, delivered it, but he was not allowed to pick up those bottles.
Oh.
They had to be on the porch. And that whole porch. I can still see all those bottles being there, you know.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.